Wednesday, July 6th, 2022. We are repeating a workout today that took place in the CrossFit Games Open all the way back in 2015. It is CrossFit Games Open Workout 15.3, which is AMRAP 14 minutes of 7 ring muscle-ups, 50 wall ball shots, and 100 double-unders. 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women, traditionally done to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women. So if you're unfamiliar with the AMRAP format, that means as many reps or rounds as possible in this 14-minute window. You'll do 7 ring muscle-ups. Certainly nothing here needs to be unbroken. 7 ring muscle-ups, 50 wall ball shots, 100 double-unders. If you complete all of that, you just start back at the beginning. Start doing muscle-ups again. If you get 7, get back to the wall ball. Start doing 50 wall balls. Try to get through those. Get back to the rope, the jump rope. And you just see how far you can go in 14 minutes, and you make a note of the rounds or repetitions that you got. The last time we did this was on May 5th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check how it went for you, see the notes section. We also have it as a two-person team version today. This is a beautiful workout. It's a great workout. It's really challenging, though. I mean, wall balls are tough for plenty of people. Ring muscle-ups are really hard. Double unders are tough as well. So this is a technically challenging movement. But don't worry. If it's intimidating or you don't have some of those skills and drills, we've got ways to make it happen for you. Everybody can play today. Scaling is cool. We've got videos showing the ring muscle-up, wall ball shot, and the double under. Super Fitness Robot would be getting 2.5 rounds or more. More likely is getting through 1.5 rounds. Wildcard option. Great thing to do for a lot of people here. Still an AMRAP, 14 minutes. Now it's 7 low ring muscle-ups, which there's a video attached there that has your feet on the ground. Don't think of them as easy. You can make them as tough as you want, but having your feet on the ground also gives you the ability to get some assistance. In case you don't have regular muscle-ups yet, you can use a lot of leg, and they're fantastic. If you can do regular ring muscle-ups, but you just don't have the ceiling height where you are, then you can use very little leg, and they're darn near strict muscle-ups. They're plenty hard, so they're infinitely scalable. They're awesome. So again, for the wild card option, 7 low ring muscle-ups, 50 wall ball shots, same as before, and then 100 double-unders. But I put an asterisk on the double-unders, which also says do single-unders if needed. So the wild card option is, it's as prescribed for the wild card, whether you do double-unders or single-unders. So that, combined with the option to do low ring muscle-ups, I think will make the wild card option a great choice for a lot of people. And of course, there's a two-person team version. Scaled option. Complete as many rounds as possible in 14 minutes. 7 low ring muscle-ups. So I would assume people doing the scaled option are probably going to be using a lot of leg on the low ring muscle-ups, and that's great. 50 wall ball shots. We lowered the loading. 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. Lowered the target height. Now you could do a 9-foot target for men, 8 for women, or lower, if that makes sense for you, and 100 single-unders. And then I also put in there, you could do low ring muscle-ups, you could do pull-ups if you want, you could do ring rows, the choice is yours. You're getting in an upper body pull with any of those, you're going to be great. There's a two-person team version as well, and there's videos showing the low ring muscle-up, regular pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, the ring row, the single-under, so we've got you covered there. The limited equipment crew, they don't have a wall ball, and we're assuming that they're in their garage or someplace that they don't have rings high enough to do actual ring muscle-ups. So they have AMRAP 14 minutes, 7 low ring muscle-ups, using as little leg as possible, 50 jumping air squats, that's just a regular air squat that you jump at the top, not a maximum effort jump like you're trying to dunk a basketball. Even jumping 2 to 3 inches off the ground will make those jumping air squats plenty tough, and then 100 double-unders. And of course, there's a two-person team version there. Their goal times and rounds are the same as the workout of the day. No equipment workout. Complete as many rounds as possible in 14 minutes of 25 hand-release push-ups, 50 air squats, and 100 jumping jacks. 100 jumping jacks is no joke, and if you haven't done them in a while, they may catch you off guard. And then I put down there that for those hand release push-ups, if needed, you could do regular push-ups, knee push-ups, or elevated push-ups. Accessory work, optional as always, dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 50 reps total. You'd alternate legs each time. You choose the height and loading. There's a video showing that. And then the linchpin, lowering muscle-ups. So this is assuming that you did the workout of the day with the high-ring muscle-ups, which obviously involve a kip. And now the lowering muscle-ups give you the opportunity to really take the kip out of it and make it just this raw, pure upper body pull strength builder. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Wall stretch for the leg, calves and foam rolling, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. And if you are choosing to do the optional accessory work and you did one of the other options that has lowering muscle-ups in it, it's such a challenging workout. The chances are most of us are probably only going to get through 1 to 2 rounds. So even if you get through 2 rounds, you've only done 14 of those lowering muscle-ups. And so you should be still good to go if you so desire to do more in the optional accessory work. And just like that, tomorrow is another rest day for most of us, unless you are one of the affiliates. Then I'll talk to you in the next video. But for everybody else, hope you enjoyed that throwback of the games workout. And I will see most of you on Friday.